This is John West, author of the book Walt Disney and Live Action, which explores the behind-the-scenes story of Walt Disney's great live-action features and TV shows like Davy Crockett, Parent Trap, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Mary Poppins, and many, many more. In the research for my book, one of the people I talked with was David Swift, the writer and director responsible for Pollyanna and Parent Trap. Here's a brief clip from my interview, where he's talking about the making of Pollyanna with Paley Mills. Read more in my book, Walt Disney in Live Action, available at Amazon.com. You can also find more information at WaltDisneyandLiveAction.com.
I did a 60-page treatment first. Walt gave me the book and said, what do you think? I said, I love it. He said, well, do a treatment. So I went home. He said, asked me to do a step up, a treatment. I went home and wrote a 60-page outline. It was like a condensation of what the picture was going to be. Mm-hmm. And it may be the best writing I've ever done since. It was just marvelous, and it was pretty much the picture that ended up on the screen, almost shot for shot. But it was told like a story that would be published in the Saturday Evening Post, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And Walt loved it. He called me at home. He'd read it, and he said, Bud, he called me Bud. He would never mm-hmm. call me David, because from the time I'd been 14 and started work there, he always called me Bud. He said, I finished your story. He growled sort of. He says, and I had a little tear. I said, what you mean is you cried, right? He says, yes, I cried. And he said, I loved it. Let's make the movie. And I said, what does that mean? It's a go-ahead on the screenplay? He says, yes, what do you think I'm talking about? And he said, go ahead, write it. Wrote the screenplay, and he loved that. Oh. And it was much too long. I said, we have to cut it. He says, no, I'll tell you when to cut. I said, no, we need to cut it. Well, then we'd scream and yell at each other. Anyway, the casting, he loved the casting of every person. We had trouble casting Haley Mills. I think the other folks had mentioned.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know whether they mentioned that his wife discovered Haley Mills.
No, they didn't.
He and Bill Anderson, who mm-hmm. was running the studio, were in London looking for some other things, but they were also interested in finding an English girl, a little girl who could play this, not an English girl necessarily. And they went one way. They went out to talk with the agents and to run film and whatnot, and the wives went shopping, and then they had lunch, and they went to see a movie, and the movie was Tiger Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've seen that.
Mel's first film. And they came home screaming and raving about it, saying they found the girl, and Walt grudgingly went to look at the film, and he was equally entranced.
This is John West again. I hope you've enjoyed this clip, and I hope you'll consider getting my book, Walt Disney in Live Action, available at Amazon.com.